A reminder that our gifting corner is the place for our collections. We have a table there collecting school supplies, and this weekend we also have a table collecting food items for our Habitat for Humanity this coming week. So if you've brought those, anything for those two collections, they're back in the gifting corner. Also this morning, the piece of music we were just playing is a new gathering song that we're learning this week. We're just going to be doing the refrain. We'll do it twice, and we'll sing just the refrain twice. It's an easy melody line to follow, and then we will be doing it again next week, too. Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace and the peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Jesus tells us, I am the living bread come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live, and the bread that I give you is my flesh for the life of the world. Every single one of us has been graced by that gift. A gift that is filled with the mercy and the goodness, the reconciliation and the salvation of Christ. And so we begin by praying, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, you have made us your sons and daughters and invited us to be guests at your table. Look upon your church assembled here. Hear us who sing to you on our journey through life, the psalms and hymns and inspired songs that proclaim our hope of resurrection in the life to come. Confirm our trust that we will share one day in the banquet of your eternal kingdom. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
A reading from the book of Proverbs. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her animals. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her servant girls. She calls from the highest places in the town. You that are simple, turn in here. To those without sense, she says, come. Eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Lay aside immaturity and live and walk in the way of insight. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from the fifth chapter of Ephesians, 15th to the 20th verse. Brothers and sisters, be careful how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but filled with the Spirit as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making music to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said, I am the living bread come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread I will give you is my flesh for the life of the world. The authorities began to mumble and to complain. They said, how is it possible for this man to give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, truly I tell you, if you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Yet the one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. For just as the Father of life sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread come down from heaven. Not as your ancestors ate and then died. The one who eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The very mystery of God's love made present in Jesus Christ is the mystery of God's desire to be united, to be connected, to be in relationship with creatures. God's desire that there be a reconciliation of all creation, and that all men and women and all the created universe be drawn into union with him. That's the work of Jesus Christ. He comes that we might have life and the fullness of life in God. He comes that the barriers that exist between creation and creator, the barriers that exist between neighbors, the barriers that exist between families, that those barriers be broken down, and that the unity of all creation be once more reestablished. He is the reconciliation of God. And the mystery that is made present to us in the Eucharist is the mystery of the reconciliation of God. When we eat the bread of life, when we drink the cup of salvation, you and I are drawn more deeply into that reconciling grace. And that is transformative of our lives and is also the means by which we become sacraments, ambassadors, agents of the reconciliation of God in the world in which we live and work. We come to the table that the Lord has spread. We share the gift of the Eucharist. We are once more called into that intimacy with God in Jesus Christ. And then we are to walk out those doors. And we carry that with us. We become the sacrament. The words we speak, the deeds we do, the work we accomplish, the lives we live, are to be the sacrament, the visible, tangible presence of the reconciling grace of God in our world. That's our challenge. That's our right, and it is also our duty. As we gather today, as we gather week after week at the table of the Lord, we do eat the bread and drink the cup that promises life and life to the full. And we do become then ambassadors of that reconciliation for the world. We turn to the Lord God in faith and we pray.
For the church, that we may be filled with the Spirit and constantly give thanks for all God's blessings. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For unity among Christians, that all who bear the name of Christian will work towards healing the wounds in the bodies of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For farmers, grocers, bakers, cooks, that they may be renewed and strengthened in their service, for this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are preparing for the opening of school, that this coming school year will be enriching and filled with learning and growth for all, for this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who hunger for freedom, for respect, and for meaning in life, that through the gospel message and the deeds of Christians, they may find fulfillment. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who serve our nation, for relief workers, members of the military, and diplomats, that God will protect them and bring them home safely. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the growth of peace, that the ceasefire will hold in Lebanon, and for an end to terrorism throughout the world. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.